Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and I want to talk a little bit about commercial auditions. I know I've talked about this in the past, but something happened recently that really got a bug up my fucking ass. I became a finalist for a commercial spot. Now, you might be thinking, that's fucking great. Hey, congratulations. I fucking don't think it's great. I don't think it's cause for congratulations. That shit pisses me off. I don't want to fucking know that. So let's break this down, right? I get auditions weekly. I've been at this since October of 2015. In that time, I've gotten one fucking spot. And I didn't even fucking use it. So fuck them. I don't get pissed when I don't get spots or, you know, parts. There's a million auditions. It's national stuff. So I don't think about it. You know, you do the audition. You send it in. The fucking second I click send, it's out of my fucking mind. I completely fucking forgot about it. So it's great. Like, it doesn't affect my mind. It doesn't affect my anxiety. It doesn't affect my psyche. I just do it and I fucking forget about it. Here's the problem. When you get close to landing a part, you get told that. And that drives me fucking crazy. I fucking hate it. I don't want to fucking know that. I don't want to fucking talk about that. Because then it makes me think about it. Then there's false hope. Then it's like, holy shit, I might get one? Oh, that's cool. I might get in a fucking commercial. I might make some fucking money. And then they're not obligated to tell you that you didn't get it. A buddy of mine, Sully. Sully was a finalist for a fucking part. He gets excited. And then, like, weeks went by, and he's like, talks to the agent. And he's like, what the fuck happened with that? She's like, yeah, they're not obligated to tell you if you don't get it. And he's like, what the fuck? So wait a second. They said, hey, great, we liked you. You're a fucking finalist. But then if they decide to go with some other schmuck, they're not going to fucking tell me? What kind of bullshit is that? So being a finalist, I guess, is kind of cool. And the agent gets really excited about that. The agent's like the nicest fucking person in the world. So like, she gets really excited for you. She'll send you like an email to tell you. Like, hey, you're a finalist for Douchey McGee's. Douchey McGee's thought you were such a douche that you're a finalist for the douche spot. Sully doesn't care. My buddy Sully likes knowing that he's a finalist. And I just don't get that. I just can't get in that headspace. I was bitching to him about it the other day. I told him I was a finalist for it. You know, we tell each other about the jobs we're getting. And he's like, hey, you know, what happened with that one fucking gig you were finalist for? What happened with it? And I was like, I don't fucking know. I'm assuming I didn't get it at this point. Because it's like, they sent me an email. The agent sends me an email like, I got great news. I'm like, oh, I wonder what this is. Like, hey, you got picked for the fucking Douchey McGee spot. You're a finalist. They want to maybe record with you on Tuesday. And I'm like, holy shit, maybe I got it. And then guess what? It's fucking Thursday. I still haven't fucking heard anything. So I'm like, well, I guess I didn't fucking get it. Like, God damn it. Now I'm pissed because I didn't get it. You see what I'm saying? You see what this does? Like, if you don't think you're going to get the spot, if you do the fucking audition and you don't think you're going to get the fucking spot, then you never think about it again. But if you're told that you're a finalist and you're told like, holy shit, they want to do something with you fucking Tuesday, then you think you fucking got it. Then you're excited. Like, I'm going to be in a commercial, make some fucking money. And then they just don't fucking talk to you again? Son of a bitch. That's horseshit. That's fucking horseshit. So, like, fucking, I'm bitching to Sully about that. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this nonsense? I fucking hate this shit. I wish I didn't fucking know. He's like, oh, I think it's cool. You know, it's a national spot. You're a fucking finalist for it. I think that's cool. Like, motherfucker, this ain't no fucking Oscar. I'm not going to get extra work because I'm fucking nominated. They're not going to put that on my fucking bio. Like, fucking Douchey McGee's finalist, you know, fucking nominated for Douchey McGee's. They're not going to put that shit on there. So who fucking cares? My fucking take is, if I'm a fucking finalist for a fucking spot and I don't fucking get it, I still fucking lose. Then who get them? There's no fucking difference that if I make it to the finals or if I just crack the mic and, you know, recorded myself farting into it for 5 fucking seconds. I can fart into the fucking mic and get rejected the same fucking way as I can get rejected as a fucking finalist. The fucking end game is I fucking lose. Can I tell the agent not to fucking tell me? Can I just not be told if I'm a fucking finalist? It's cool that you're fucking excited, but I'm not fucking excited. You see what it's doing to me right now? Have you listened to the last 4 fucking minutes? I'm a goddamn headcase here. Fuck. I can't fucking slow myself down. I'm going to wrap this up with another montage of me doing auditions and completely fucking them up. I get so goddamn pissed sometimes when I can't read that shit. So here you go. Enjoy this. Not intended for students who took AP Pa- Fuck. Not intended for students who took AP Pa- Fuck. Not intended for students who took AP Pa- Fuck. AP classes. Jesus Christ. Because now you can get the bold fuck. Must come to a head in a Paris hotel engine. Fuck, shit, cocksucker. I fucking hate this shit so goddamn much. With a durable 1P7U1+. What is that shit? A than the mother and her son screaming atop of their lungs, "Fucking shit, fuck! That's not the right fucking line!" Author extraordinary stories without picking up a pen or this sounds like shit. Fuck. Have you ever seen a student's face when they get a textbook? Motherfucker, I can't shit and fuck this fucking shit. Fuck. Oh, let's try it again. To begin his noble studies. And so it was before that motherfucker, I can't read this shit. Motherfuck this script cock. Fuck. Let's try it one more time. Boss which top with fucking shit. Fuck. Whew. That was some good shit, huh? I'm already collecting more fuck-ups for the next one. Until then, you can catch new episodes on Sunday and Wednesday. You can follow the podcast on Podbean or download the Podbean app. The app is fucking good. I got that shit on my phone. So you can follow me there. Every episode's on Podbean. I'm on iTunes, Apple Pods, Google Play 2, and some other fucking places if you feel like looking. And you can catch me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou.